for everyone who figured it out a little later in life. It's a hell of a start, being able to recognize what makes you happy. Attributed to Lucille Ball. Chapter 1. Astrid Parker looked perfect. Well, as perfect as she could look, which these days meant a lot of concealer smoothed over the purple half-moons that had taken up residence under her eyes. But other than that bit of smoke and mirrors, she was pristine. She hurried down the sidewalk, the April morning light lengthening her shadow along the cobblestones of downtown Bright Falls, Oregon. She couldn't believe the sun was out, warm on her pale skin, that she'd actually been able to leave her umbrella and galoshes at home in her front closet. This was the first rainless day they'd had in 2 weeks. Born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, Astrid was used to the spring rains, used to gray and drizzle. But the fact that the clouds had deigned to part, today of all days, was encouraging, to say the least. Had Astrid actually believed in signs, she might have gotten a bit dramatic about the timing. Instead, she stopped in front of Wake Up Coffee Company and gazed at her reflection in the large picture window. This morning, she'd woken up an hour earlier than she needed to, washed and blown out her hair, making sure she styled her recently trimmed blonde fringe exactly the way Kelsey, her stylist, had shown her. The result was, well, it was perfect. Her wavy locks fell just past her shoulders. Her bangs were shaggy and chic and shiny. Her makeup was minimal yet elegant, concealer notwithstanding, and her jewelry understated and tasteful, just a pair of gold hoops swinging from her lobes. Her dress was the real star, her favorite outfit and the most expensive thing she owned. She still didn't dare tell her best friends Iris and Claire how much she paid for it last year after she and Spencer broke up. It was a necessary purchase, a power buy to make her feel confident and beautiful. As she took in the ivory pencil dress now, sleeveless and midi length, her reflection confirmed it had been worth every penny. She paired it with her favorite strappy black 3-inch heels, and even her mother couldn't complain about the vision Astrid saw in the window right now. She was elegant and poised, prepared, perfect. Everything she should be for this meeting and first filming at the Everwood Inn. A wobbly smile settled onto her mouth as she thought about the historic inn, which was now hers to recreate. Well, not exactly hers, but when Prue Everwood, longtime owner of the nationally beloved Victorian, had called last month and said that she was ready to renovate, and that Natasha Rojas's super chic HGTV show, Inside America, wanted to do an episode on the whole transformation, Astrid had nearly bitten her own tongue to keep from screaming with glee. Glee, and a good bit of terror. But that was just nerves, or so Astrid had been telling herself for the last month. Of course she was excited. Of course this was the opportunity of a lifetime. The Everwood Inn was famous. There were countless books and documentaries about the legend of the Blue Lady, who purportedly haunted one of the upstairs bedrooms. And being featured on Inside America could change everything for Astrid. This was her chance to go from small-town designer with a failed engagement to something more, something better, something her mother actually liked. Plus, the old mansion turned inn was a designer's dream. 3 stories of intricate eaves and gables, a wide front porch, an exterior that was currently the color of cat vomit but would shine beautifully under some lovely pastel hue, lavender or maybe a cool mint. Inside, it was a maze of dark paneled rooms and cobwebs, but Astrid could already envision how she would lighten and brighten the shiplap and accent walls that would replace the cherry wood wainscoting, transforming the rotting back porch into a sun-drenched solarium. There was no doubt the Everwood Inn was a dream project. And currently, it was her only project. She sighed, pushing her recent financial woes to the back of her mind, including the fact that just last week she'd let her assistant and her receptionist go because Astrid could no longer afford to pay them.